You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson.
Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Good morning. This is Get Radio. Welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. Every week during the show, I'm really fortunate to share the stories, the expertise and the knowledge of business leaders, large and small, with you, the listener. And this week is going to be no different. On today's show, we are joined by Kelly Scott of ADS Creative Solutions, and we're going to be talking about some of the things around where can you advertise. So ADS have lots and lots and lots of experience here in Oxfordshire, and as does Kelly, so I'm sure it's going to be a really insightful one for you. This is the Business Brunch here on Get Radio, and I look forward to introducing Kelly after this. Get Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, today we're talking about how to and where to advertise your business. And to do that, we're joined by local expert Kelly Scott of ADS Creative Solutions. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for the lovely intro.
No, thank you so much and well deserved. Thank you for joining us. So for those who don't know ADS Creative Solutions, introduce yourself and indeed the business.
Will do. So my name is Kelly Scott. I'm the Managing Director of ADS Creative Solutions. We're an advertising, design and marketing agency based in Oxfordshire. We've been around since 1988. So this year we're celebrating 37 years in business. I think we're one of the only media planning and media buying agencies in the county.
Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to talking lots more about that over the next hour. But before that, the toughest question is you need to pretend you're a radio DJ for a moment. So what is your song choice and why have you picked it?
So my song choice today is Mr. Brightside by The Killers. I love watching all sports, and at the minute, Mr. Brightside is a great walk-on tune at the darts, which I love to watch. It's also really upbeat, and I think it never fails to make people smile.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. That's a great song choice, Kelly, so well done. If you are just joining in, we're joined by Kelly Scott of ADS Creative Solutions. And they have been a marketing and advertising agency, a media planning agency here in Oxfordshire since 1988, which is really, really impressive. We're going to be talking about where to advertise your business. So, Kelly, let's just start with quite a big question, firstly. And let's start like before advertising. How do you decide whether you should advertise your business? And what are the early steps to consider before you think about where, really whether should you?
I think there's an argument that everybody should, because advertising is the process of promoting your product, your service, your event, or an idea. So, you know, you want to reach a target audience for one of those. But I think what a lot of people perceive is that advertising has always got to be paid. So there's lots of non-paid activities that we would always look at before we'd look at any paid. So in a way, people might not see it as advertising. It's just them putting their idea, business, product, event out there. But it's channels that they would use to do that.
No, that's really, really interesting. And just in terms of that non-paid advertising, what are some of the forms of non-paid advertising that businesses could potentially look at, or some of your clients may look at?
Yeah, of course. So there's lots. So the most obvious one is most businesses now have a website. So websites are predominantly the first point of contact where a customer or a potential customer could find you or your business. Amazing. So the website is really important. Like, is it consistent? Is it relevant? Is it engaging? You've got your social media channels. So organic social media channels could be just Facebook and Instagram, or could be across the whole spectrum, including TikTok, Threads, Snapchat, whatever you might choose for your business. You've got really simple things like your email signature. Email signature is a really great way of advertising a new product, a new service you might be offering, all of your printed collateral that you're giving to clients. So brochures, quotations, proposal documents. Is it reflecting your business? The way you communicate with people, or your staff communicate with people, is a form of advertising in a way. Newsletters. There's great tools out there now, free tools where you can send email newsletters to your customers, to your potential customers, which is a way of advertising. And then also referral schemes. I think like one of the best ways of advertising still is through recommendations and people saying really good things about your business. So there's a real selection there of non-paid channels that you can promote your business. And I think I don't think businesses ignore them, but I don't necessarily think they see them as advertising channels.
No, absolutely. And I think that you make a really, really good point there, is that often when a business isn't busy, it's really, really easy to go and do everything, isn't it? And then actually when you get busy, it's really easy to slow down and just focus on the doing. How important is it to be consistent and ensure that when you're busy and when you're not busy, you're still advertising and you're still getting yourself out there, whether it be some of those great free options or non-paid options that we spoke about, or whether it be some of the paid options that I'm sure we're going to talk about over the show?
I think consistency is key. It should be a priority in every business. You know, especially with web and social. So anybody searching for a new product or services is mostly likely going to be searching for you and two or three other businesses in that spectrum.
Of course. You know,
if a website and social media channels are updated regularly, they've got engaging content on, it's relevant, a prospective customer is more likely to then engage with you because they can see that you're, you know, like you are putting the effort in to make the news, you know, weekly, for example. You know, they know that there's effort going in there. So I think consistency is like one of the priorities, I would say, is key.
Absolutely. And just in terms of selecting where to advertise, I think that obviously, because I'm an old man, Facebook was trendy when I was coming through, but now some of the younger generation are very, as you touched on earlier in the show, might be on Snapchat as a great example. How do you really identify where your audience hang out? What is that process?
So we work quite closely with the businesses to really immerse ourselves into their business and understand their audience. So for every business, it's going to be a bespoke solution. So and also within that business, what product or service they're selling, because each will have its own target audience. So if it's a younger audience, then the likelihood is online is going to be, you know, one of the key areas that we look at. And I suppose the beauty with online advertising is we can really drill down to a target audience. So we can drill down geographically, income bands, interests. So it would be that target audience that we'd want to hit before we decide which channels we're going to use to get there.
That's a really interesting one, isn't it? In terms of where that audience hangs out, and I think one of the things I've seen as a result of presenting this show and early career before Thompson and Terry, when I wasn't an old man, I sold advertising, and I think one of the big things that I saw is that a lot try to do it themselves and try and do everything themselves. What things can you do within your organization yourself? And of course, there's a skill element there, but what questions should you be asking yourself? And then at what point should you go to an expert, like the wonderful ADS Creative Solutions, obviously? At what point should you be having those conversations?
I think we hear a lot from businesses where they've been stung in the past, maybe with online platforms, Meta, for example. Meta and Google are very good at making money. So they would suggest parameters for yourself to do an advert, but you might not realize how much you're spending. You might not realize the areas you're targeting. And so therefore the campaigns won't work that well for you. So I'd say if you've got a good understanding of your target audience and the areas that you want to target geographically, and you know how to use the tooling in the back end to set up online ads, then absolutely go for it. But if you're not sure and you're just kind of playing and think, oh, I'd like to try a bit of, Google search advertising, the likelihood is you won't see much of a return. And that's because Google might present you with the whole of the UK when you only want to target a specific county, for example. So I would say if you're unsure, always speak to a specialist. Like, we're always happy to speak to businesses, individuals, just to give advice, really. There's no commitment, no contract or anything. But if you are unsure, then do speak to somebody who knows what they're doing, because otherwise there's a danger that you could run something yourself, feel it doesn't work, and then have that negative perception of it when actually it could have worked for you. Just unfortunately, the parameters you were given by AI, by the Meta and Google are for their benefit rather than for yours.
Absolutely. I think that's a really, really good point. I think we've all heard of the, I suppose, the example of the hairdresser who was advertising all across the UK for haircuts. So no, I think you've made a really, really good point there that I would encourage anyone listening to really remember. The next thing I'm really keen to talk about is consistency, if that's okay, Kelly. And I think that both your business and mine, we network, we get out in the community, and I think that you meet a person at networking, and then you may have a website that is X, and then you may have social media. How important is it that your marketing, your advertising, your network, your customer service department is all really consistent with how you're portraying yourself? And how do you ensure complete consistency across the board?
So again, the consistency for me is key. So you want people to go onto your website or to see you on social, to see your branding on a van, to be given a flyer and already know who you are. So it's that, I guess that's where brand comes in, is that you are known across any channels that people see you straight away. Like, oh, that's Thompson and Terry. We know by the branding, the tone of voice that they're speaking with. And I think that builds up then the trust with a customer or a potential customer. They can see that, if they're looking on social, when they go onto your website, it's all aligned. So that messaging is key, across all channels.
No, absolutely. It's really, really interesting, isn't it? That balance in terms of when you're going to a networking event. And I think sometimes at a networking event, it's really important that, you're personable, you're jokey, but then actually, we all know insurance brokers is a really great example that in their life need to be very serious and very corporate, which is a really, really interesting balance in that. Kelly, thank you so much for your thoughts so far. Let's continue the conversation after this.
The Business Brunch Podcast with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, I'm really, really excited to be joined by Kelly Scott of ADS Creative Solutions, a wonderful, wonderful business that has been here in Oxfordshire since 1988, which was before I was born. I'm going to throw that in there. Today we're talking all about where to advertise your business, and I think I'm keen to build the conversation onto that traditional advertising and the and whether you use an advertising agency is probably a good place to start. So one of the things I think we've learned throughout this show is it's important not to presume that all of our listeners know. So let's start with what is an advertising agency and what do they do firstly, and then we'll talk about whether to use one.
So, as an advertising agency, our main role is media planning and media buying. So,
Great.
think of TV, radio, outdoor, digital, press. They're the main advertising channels. And as an agency, we work with businesses to firstly identify if those options are good for the business, and then which options are the best to use for the goals that that business would like to achieve. So we look at it more really in like practical solutions. So growing through practical solutions. And once we get to know the business and we've identified that, yes, paid advertising is an option for them, we then go out to market to produce what we call a big shopping list, really, of all of the options available. So that would include all of the items I've already spoken about. So TV, radio, outdoor press, digital, could be sponsorships. It could be podcasts, for example, or it could be PR. So it could be a number of any of those things. And then depending on the budget that the business has got and the time frame that they would like to advertise over, we put an integrated plan together to include the paid activities, but alongside the non-paid. So, you know, just for example, if a business wanted to advertise on Get Radio, which is a great local radio station, we would then also encourage that business, you know, for the duration of that campaign, talk about it also on your website, talking about it on socials, add it to your email signature, because it's just going to increase that exposure, you know, to the local area that you're trying to attract. So that's the first instance, like giving that shopping list really of opportunities available.
Absolutely. And one of the myths that I think is very often a case within this sector is that you need to be a really big business. You need to be a Coca-Cola in order to go to an advertising agency or a media buying agency. And that's not true, is it? What would be a small, like what would be an entry point? And what would, I suppose Coca-Cola is the biggest, isn't it? But what would be the entry point?
Yeah, you're right. Every agency, like, you know, wishes to have Coca-Cola or Apple on their books. You know, it doesn't happen. It would never happen for us. You know, we work with anything from like individuals to, you know, national companies who have got branches nationwide. But there is an advertising opportunity for at any budget point. So just for example, if you're a local retailer, so let's say we work with a carpet shop in Witney, you know, they've got limited budget, they're owner managed, so it's their money, you know, on the line at the end of the day. They need to attract customers, repeat customers, new customers. And we've worked with them for a long time, you know, decades now, to roll out their advertising. And that could be as simple as, you know, like working with the local press. Now, press obviously is a bit of a dying trade, but there's lots of options with local press, with digital options, social media options, attracting a larger audience. Get Radio is a great example for local businesses. You know, you can work on an advertising plan for there. And then that would be accompanied by digital advertising, say from Google, pay-per-click, for example. But all of this is within a relatively, you know, modest budget. So, you know, maybe £1,000 a month. You know, so it is affordable, but it's also, you know, got to be placed in the right places. You know, we would never encourage, for example, a national TV campaign for a local retailer. You know, it just doesn't work on for either side. You know, it's got to work for the client, but it's also got to be relevant to the audience we're talking to.
Absolutely. And how challenging is it, or how important is it? Let's be positive as opposed to challenging. How important is it to get that message and that copy right? And I'm going to kind of add a bit of an example to that. You know, I gave the fictional example of a hairdresser that are advertising nationally. Of course, we understand the geographical part, but at the same time, if we're looking at a brand that is targeting, I don't know, teenagers, how important is it that not just the place they're advertising, but also the copy, the style, the design is in line with that audience? And how do you go about that?
That's really important, Ben. So just for example, people's attention span gets less and less. There was a stat recently that the capture time now you've got in a digital ad, for example, is 8 seconds.
Wow.
So I'd say that's more aligned with the younger audiences, because I think, as you say, we're old now. We've got more, you know, we've got more of an attention. So we might, you know, we might look at something for 10, 15 seconds, for example. But when you've only got 8 seconds to capture somebody's attention, that messaging is key. So within the first 3 to 4 seconds, you've got to let people know what you're promoting and who you are. You know, that you just think like it just gets less and less. It's very hard to do, but with great creative, it can be achieved.
Absolutely. No, that's really good advice. Really, really good advice. Thank you. The other, I guess, the big thing in advertising is call to action or brand building, isn't it? That's the big thing that we look at. I rather than me explaining what the difference between call to action and brand building, I'm going to go to you as the expert. What is the difference between call to action and brand building? And should there be a blended approach? Are there cases where a business could only focus on one?
I think that always should be a blended approach, always. A call to action is generating a response to your advert. So that might be get in touch, it might be visit the website, it might be call us, it might be complete this form, it might be a callback, for example, but it's a prompt to get the user to make contact or engage with you. Brand building is more of a longer lifespan, I guess. It's, for me, it's that consistency of building the brand. So it's not just on one channel, it's across everything that we've spoken about. So it's that recognition that if somebody sees your advert or your van or hears your ad, there's that recognition between the message and your company.
No, absolutely.
So I think call to actions in adverts or in advertising are key, because that's how you can measure how successful your campaign is. It's the leads, it's the responses, it's the inquiries that you are getting.
No, absolutely. And it's really, really interesting. We're going to come on to measuring in a moment, so thank you for that. But I think it's really, really interesting in terms of when to do that, isn't it? Because I think that, you know, it's really, really easy. So I know one of the great campaigns on Get Radio before Christmas was the Leonardo Royal Hotel were advertising their Christmas parties. It's really, really key. It's a Christmas party. Of course, there's a time element there. Call us to book. But I think for some business, I'm coughing now. For some businesses, I think it's a little bit harder in terms of knowing when to say, we want business now, but actually knowing when to potentially go to, I don't know, an Oxford City football club and have some shirt sponsorship or a board, isn't it? What are some of the things you should ask yourself in terms of, if you have a budget, when to think about, okay, well, we don't need clients instantly, but actually we really want to start building that brand recognition that you were speaking about. But then equally, the Leonardo Royal Hotel, we want people at our Christmas party. How do we do that? So what are some of the things to consider under that umbrella?
I think one of the important things is the product or the service you're selling. So, for example, Leonardo Hotel, you know, yes, they have their Christmas party, but they've also got to fill their rooms throughout the year. So if there is an advertising budget, then there are items that we would call always on. So it's campaigns that just run consistently and run for brand awareness. So Google search, for example, is great, or social media is really good for an always on. It's relatively low value. You don't necessarily always have a key message to get out like an event, but you know that you want to be speaking to your audience all the time. So it kind of like bumbles along underneath. That could then be supported by specific advertising campaigns for events, you know, like you've said. And there's other businesses that we work with where their services are only needed at certain times. So, for example, Express Windscreens in Whitney, work with them for a long time. You know, somebody's only ever going to use them if they've got a chipped or cracked windscreen.
Of course.
But it's that, like, making people know that you're there for when they need it. So that's why we always look at like integrated campaigns. So nothing in isolation, but you've got activity that's running all the time with generic messages, and then topped up with specific additional campaigns for, you know, events or a new product launch.
Amazing. No, really, really good insight. Thank you. Time for another song. Let's continue the conversation after this.
Introducing you to local trusted experts. This is The Business Brunch.
Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Sign up to our mailing list at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, we're joined by Kelly Scott of ADS Creative Solutions. And we've been talking all about advertising and marketing and all things creative, given their business name. I'm really keen to build on something you touched on earlier, which is measuring. And I think that it's one of the really, really important things in any part of business, isn't it? Being able to measure the success of anything you're doing. So how can you measure marketing or advertising? And I appreciate it's a lot easier, isn't it, with a Google ad to potentially a newspaper advert. But how do you measure, and how important is it to measure?
It's really important to measure, because you need to know that your money is working for you. So your spend is working. It's with online, it's easy because you've got dashboards that present real-time information on pretty much any metric that you want. With traditional advertising methods, it's more difficult because we haven't got a real-time dashboard, but there are tools that can be used. So with a newspaper ad, for example, we could include attract telephone number or attract web address. So we would also, before we would recommend that newspaper, we would look at the readership, the demographic of the readerships. Is it the right place to advertise in the first place? And then how can we measure that? We can measure it through, track telephone numbers, QR codes, or track web address. It isn't going to be 100% accurate because those type of metrics never are, but it will start to paint a picture. So if we know, for example, we're advertising in the right place to begin with, we can then measure the response and then use that information to make informed decisions on if it's worth carrying on or should we adjust the campaign?
No, absolutely. No, that's really, really interesting. One of the things that I think that I see quite regularly is businesses not really knowing the cost per acquisition. They know that they advertise on, a newspaper. Let's focus on newspapers. Or they know they advertise here. But actually, they really don't know. They know how much their product costs. They know what their margin is. But they don't necessarily know what the cost per acquisition is from a campaign. Is that an important metric that you need to understand? And are there other factors, e.g. the lifetime value of a customer, that you maybe need to think about?
Yeah, of course. I think it is important in the first instance. But I think if you know you want to invest in advertising and you develop, let's say, a 12-month campaign, for example, the cost of acquisition at the start of that campaign is going to be a lot higher than it would be at the end, because it's about the building the brand awareness, and that will build throughout the campaign. Once momentum starts to build, the traction will get better because more people will be talking about you or knowing about you. Sales will go up, leads will go up, and then the cost of acquisition will come down. But you have to be committed to that investment in the first place, I think.
Absolutely.
I think what happens with some businesses, and rightly so, because it's budget dependent, you might think a short burst campaign is going to work immediately. And as much as we would love it to, it doesn't always happen like that. It is about building momentum, building brand awareness. There is also, as well as, knowing you need to advertise, it's knowing how long that needs to be. There's a lot of noise on online. So, a lot of people have rightly, think that online is a better platform because, you can measure in real time, we can really target, but it's so busy. So many advertisers online that I think people get sometimes a bit, overloaded with ads. That's where the traditional methods of advertising come in. And, especially with previously, I guess TV and radio was seen as just, a mass market channel, if you like. So it's going to everybody, but with really clever things now, like Sky Ad Smart, ITVX and video on demand, digital radio, you can still really target to your audience, and it's less busy in a way than online, but also it's still important to support that with, not necessarily always newspaper ads, but digital opportunities, sponsorships.
Absolutely. No, really, really interesting. You touched on something there that I think a lot of our listeners, I think a lot of small businesses are very intrigued by, aren't they? Which is television advertising. And I think that in times gone past, there has been a television is only suitable for Google or Domino's Pizza. But now I think you touch on there are ways to for smaller businesses to advertise and to be really targeted with that, aren't there?
Absolutely, yeah. Sky AdSmart, ITVX, and Video on Demand is affordable, I would say, for almost any business. There's two elements to it. So the media side of the campaign is one of the cost implications, and the second, which is often the stumbling block for a TV ad, is the production charge or the production cost to produce a 30-second TV ad. I think a lot of businesses think it would need to be, like cinema quality, and that's really changed, I'd say, over the last 5 to 8 years, really. It can be as simple, and I don't want to make this sound really simple, but it can be as simple as, knitting together images with some text overlay. It's not as simple as that, but you don't need, 8K video, cinematic quality. You can produce a really successful ad on a relatively small budget. Now, in the first instance, that production charge will probably cost you more than the actual 1 month TV campaign. But if you're running that, if you're committed to running that over 3, 6, or 12 months, it is actually really affordable. And it works really well for smaller and local businesses because not that many people invest in it. So
No.
the response rates are really, really high.
Absolutely. And I think you touched on a really interesting point piece there that links back to something you said before, is that sometimes online there can be a lot of people there. And actually, I think if you can get that breakthrough and get to your audience where your competitors aren't, it's a really, really clever thing to do, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
We are coming to the final stint of the show. And I think that one of the things that we really, really kind of like to do on this show is to really focus on some takeaways for small businesses. And I think that you've given so many across the show at the moment. But is there anything under the advertising umbrella that we've not spoken about at the moment? Or is there a particular mistake that you so regularly see under the world of advertising that you think, gosh, if I could only tell every Oxfordshire business, do not do this. Are there any particular things that you think would be good for us to still talk about?
Oh, definitely. I think it's really important that businesses plan their advertising, or taking into account like all of the items we've talked about. There's a tendency for businesses, I think, to be offered something, to take it, to run it for a month, and then it not work for them. And if they do that a couple of times through the year, so it could be, for example, a deal with the local newspaper. It could be four ads in a month and it has no impact. In the next quarter, they might decide to, I don't know, sponsor a football team, for example, and not give too much thought to it. So they pay to sponsor the team, but don't really make the most of the opportunities that might come with. They just sponsor them and don't really talk about it. And then at the end of the year, they might think, oh, I'll do a radio campaign, for example, get radio for a month. And that's, they've spent a pretty decent chunk of money, but because it hasn't been planned and they haven't talked about it around, via their website or via their socials, in networking, for example, it hasn't given them much of a return. So they don't feel there's much benefit of it. If they bought that all into the first quarter, for example, and ran it as a more of a targeted campaign, spoke about it on websites, on socials, when they're talking to people, I think they would find that there's more benefit to it. And it's no change in what they have committed to. It's just a bit more of a structured approach to it.
No, absolutely, and I think that that's a thing that can be applied across so many different types of business. I think one of the phrases that I love is having no plan is actually a plan to fail. And I think that we should be taking our marketing really seriously, shouldn't we?
And I mean, especially when people are spending money on it. Yeah, you know, like you want it to give you a return.
No, absolutely. And one of the other things that with my recruiter hat on, or we're talking a little bit about HR here, is that makeup of you're a business, you've got staff who are talking on LinkedIn or social media or at networking events, you've got the owner, you've got the business brand. How do you tie that all together? Because I think there's a common phrase that people buy people, isn't there? But then at the same time, if you're trying to grow a business, do you potentially want to be reliant on particular individuals who could at some point leave the business? How do you manage that conundrum, I guess?
I suppose as a business, then you have to have your brand, don't you? Like you have to know your brand and relay that then to your staff. So that's then, again, so internally, that's through your communications with staff, the literature that you produce, for example, the proposals you show them, but also then reflected on your website, on your socials, so that they then know what the key messaging is. And hopefully, like they portray that. You know, I think the process, I suppose the processes you put in place within the business then allow for people to come and go. So when they come into the business, they know that what you are and what you stand for, what you believe, and they buy into it, I guess.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I hinted we were at the final stint of the show, but we've got time for one final thing. I think that you shared so much insight, and I think there will be a lot of people listening at home or in their office or at work who are thinking, well, I want to talk to ADS. What is the process of working with ADS? What you've touched on some of the things that that you offer, but let's repeat a little bit because I think a lot of people may have just tuned in. What are the services of ADS? How would somebody go about talking to you? And what's that first step?
Wow. So there's lots of ways to talk to us. So obviously you can find us online. So we're at adsoxford.co.uk. You can call us. So all of our details are on the website. We have a WhatsApp for business if it's easier to communicate that way. We're more than happy, literally, to meet, to talk, to chat any way that's easy for businesses. So, you know, we love to chat to businesses, meet new businesses, learn about them, and we're always happy to give advice. You know, like there's no commitment, there's no contractors in place. Like if people literally are just a bit unsure of what they want to do or, you know, what's available, we're more than happy to talk to them, explain, you know, how we could help. If businesses decide to work with us, then as I said before, we don't have any like affiliations with any media owner. So we go out to the whole market and get every opportunity that's available in the first instance. And we produce that as a shopping list, really. And then we work with the clients to work out budgets, timeframes, target audience. And obviously, you know, we've got a lot of experience and skill in which channels are going to work best for certain businesses. So we would always obviously like, you know, give that advice. Of course we would. And then, as you say, like working through the campaigns and through the creative, the messaging, the imagery, all the way through to measuring the success and how we then use that to move forwards.
Amazing. Perfect. Perfect. We are almost there. And certainly I would encourage anyone listening to the show right now, have a look at the ADS website and reach out to Kelly and the team, as it will definitely be worth doing so. That is the end of the show. So thank you so much, Kelly, for joining me on the Business Brunch here on Get Radio today. If you are just tuning in, like I said, please, please, please do go and listen back. We are going to be back next week with a brand new guest and a brand new topic, and a topic that we've never discussed before. So we're going to talk about how businesses can create inclusive experiences for deaf people. And to do that, we're joined by Victoria Williams of Terptree. So I'm really, really really looking forward to that show. It'll be really insightful. Finally, just a reminder, you can listen to this radio show or on the radio or online each Sunday at 11 a.m. There is also a podcast version which is available via all major podcast platforms and is released on the Monday morning. And do look out for the video format so you can see my lovely guests on the Get Radio Facebook page and the website every Tuesday. But for now, whatever you're doing in Oxfordshire, enjoy and we'll see you next week.